take control of the airwaves and dial in toll free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that we have there completely free for you. So go to freetalklive.com. You can actually create the content of the website. Everything you see in the main column of the main page was created by listeners like you. And then once you add something to the site, some link to maybe a blog post or a news item or video, and then others get to vote on whether they like or dislike your suggestion, and you get to vote on things too. The most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the website. In fact, it's our website where we're going to pull the first story tonight, Mark. You've got something to share regarding, I guess, what is it that you have for us? Was it Gladiators or the Whistleblower?
No, this
or what?
Is the Whistleblower. Okay. This is it's a blog post. You can go see it at 1787network.com. It's at the Liberty Underground blog. And it's on a news story. And it happened in Jasper, Florida. This guy, Robert Burton, Bob, is a deadhead logger. Not sure what that is.
Deadhead logger?
Yes.
Okay.
He, in the panhandle of Florida, in the course of his business, he stumbled upon some illegal activities carried out by the Florida Department of Environmental Protection, including state employees dumping toxic waste in Florida water reclamation areas.
Oh, boy.
Pretty serious stuff, right?
That is serious.
And I'd like to point out to all the greenies out there that you think that the environment can't be protected unless we have the government out there to do it, that the government is the number one polluter. The governments in general, are the number one polluters in the world. On Friday, Hamilton County Sheriff's deputies and Florida Department of Law Enforcement, that's FDLE, and it's basically their version of the FBI, the state's version of the FBI, dressed in tactical gear and armed with assault rifles, served him with a search warrant. Agents seized his computer, cell phone, and video camera. However, Burton has not been charged with any crime.
Wow.
He also reported the DEP, that's the Department of Environmental Protection, had seized the logger's entire season's harvest. Even though the logger had proper permits and was violating no laws, a judge later ruled the logger in question had legally harvested the logs valued over $300,000, but DEP refused to return them. So he contends that the public records regarding this case were intentionally destroyed. Burton recorded a telephone conversation with Ryan Tyson, the chief of staff for the state, Senator Charlie Dean, in which Tyson may have made incriminating statements regarding DEP activities. Senator Dean is the chairman of the State Committee on Environmental Preservation and Conservation. Burton published his conversation with Tyson along with other evidence and corruption on YouTube. As of Friday evening, those videos had been deleted by
YouTube.
Well, why do you think?
Because they got a threat from the state
government. When the state government calls and says, pull that crap down, they pull it down. When you call and say, pull it down, they don't.
It's true.
Because
in fact, we've had that happen up here where there were some folks that went and chalked the federal building in Concord, or chalked nearby a portion of, the outside of the federal building, and there were video recorded of that video, which included at least one federal bureaucrat who presumably called YouTube or sent them an email, a threatening email, and said, you know, hey, I'm law enforcement and you need to take this down. And they took it down. It's really sad.
Yeah. And, the idea is that this is supposed to be a government of the people. Burton's one of these people, and he caught the FDLE, claims to have caught the FDLE, not the FDLE, the DEP, Department of Environmental Protection, dumping toxic waste, stealing people's stuff, and then what happens? The state government employees, they fall in line behind their own.
He just knows what's
legal.
He's
just a logger.
Gotcha.
He just caught these people. He's a regular guy working stiff, and the state employees, they fall in line. You think these FDLE guys that busted in tactical gear with MP5s and took his computer and stuff, you think they gave a flying flip about what they were doing was correct and just? They just follow orders. It's sad.
Payback time.
It's sad.
Yeah.
So all of this apparently led to deputies and FDLE agents in tactical gear with assault rifles paying him a terrifying visit. On Friday.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Now, normally the excuse behind using the SWAT team is that they, you know, they're expecting somebody with a gun, right? They're expecting some dangerous criminal, some kind of a murderer or vicious drug dealer, right? The idea that drug dealers are all armed up and ready to kill people, of course, is ludicrous. But that's what their excuse is, right? We're going here, busting in. We've got the black masks and the machine guns because we're expecting armed resistance. And they're going after a logger. There's no evidence that he's...
They're not going after a logger. This thing comes a little... It gets a little farther. They're going after a computer.
Mm-hmm.
They actually... This warrant isn't for this man. It's for his stuff.
Right.
It's crazy. I mean, how can you charge stuff?
Are they charging the stuff?
Well, I don't know that they're charging it, but they've got a warrant for it.
They've charged money before. They've done that a bunch of times where they'll take money from people, they'll take cash, and then they'll actually have a court case against the money. And, of course, the money can't defend itself because the money can't hire its own lawyer because it's an inanimate object. But nonetheless, there are actually court cases out there that are titled U.S. versus $100,000. That actually happens. It's crazy.
So this Burton guy has evidence that these people, recordings and evidence and pictures and all kinds of stuff, that the Florida Department of Environmental Protection has broken its own laws, has dumped toxic waste into waterways, that in fact the senator in charge of the committee knows this stuff. Doesn't care, and they know that he has this stuff, and they want it. So they wrote a warrant out to get it. They don't want to charge him. There's nothing they can charge him for. He hasn't done anything illegal. They just don't want him to have this evidence, yep. Because if he could, he'd sue them. This is how an armed gang would work.
Them? What's that? How could he sue them?
They dump toxic waste in the waterways.
Yeah, but I don't think he has standing.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it seems like he could bring case with the EPA.
Maybe. Yeah, if it was another government agency that was going after them, that might be a possibility. But otherwise, usually, if you try to bring a case against the state, you'll usually be thrown out.
Fine, it makes them look like a bunch of crooks.
Yeah.
I mean, what else are they? On Friday, January the 14th, at around 7:30 a.m., Burton got a knock on his door. Standing there was a Hamilton County Sheriff's deputy, several heavily armed FDLE agents. They presented a warrant. Not an arrest warrant, but
I'm
a warrant.
Surprised they knocked.
Warrant to seize Burton's computer, video camera, cell phone, and documents. No one was arrested. They just wanted the documents or recordings Burton had made of state officials engaged in what appears to be illegal activities.
Mm.
Burton's wife, Kitty Scott, was in the shower at the time. She was forced out of the bathroom. They brought in a female agent to observe her as she dressed. Now, imagine, folks, the only thing these two people have done wrong is catch the government breaking the law.
Yeah.
This is what it could be like for you. If you don't think you live in a police state, you need to stop, step down for a second, and take a look around you. I know that the guys aren't wearing jackboots out there, and they don't dress like Nazis, at least not
some
all
do.
Of them. And you don't see them on a day-to-day basis. But this is happening here in America.
They don't wear the swastika, but some of the police uniforms I've seen, there's actually one picture of the Keene Police Department. Now, I like a lot of the guys in the Keene Police Department. I think they're better than a lot of the cops elsewhere, but we're here in Keene, New Hampshire doing this show. There's one picture where they're wearing these outfits at like some sort of a function. It's not something they would normally wear when they're on the streets. It's not their regular uniform. It's like some sort of a special, I don't know what it is, but it looks very Nazi officer-esque. It's very strange. I don't know. It was my first impression when I saw the uniform. And yes, absolutely, we've seen video footage of people wearing jackboots in the U.S.
The Burtons were deeply shaken by the raid. I'm rattled right now. They've confiscated everything. When they came to when they come to your door with assault rifles, if I had a phone or a remote control in my hand at the time, there's no telling what would have happened.
True. They could have said, well, they thought it was a gun and taken him out.
In Florida, both parties must be aware that a phone conversation is being recorded in order to comply with the law. However, when a citizen calls the senator's office, there's a recorded message at the beginning of the call that says, this call may be monitored or recorded.
Sure.
Therefore, both parties would presumably be aware that the call was being recorded, complying with state law.
Right.
Florida takes
pride.
Which
means you can record the other side, too.
Yeah, Florida takes pride in its government and the Sunshine Law, which assures the dealings between the public and the state government officials are in the open and open to the public.
Oh, clearly.
And can be copied and republished by the public at large.
wait, who is saying that? Because clearly they're trying to cover this up.
Oh, I'm sure that that's what they say.
1-800-259...
when they have to cover something up.
Right, right. It's all sunshine until they decide against it. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Is there more to this? We can clue you in here as to what else is going to happen. You can also bring up anything. Take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
With so much economic confusion, who can you trust for straight talk? For years, author and investor Peter Schiff has been in the front of the pack, pointing out the insanity while offering real investment solutions. Now, all of Peter's videos, articles, and TV appearances are compiled into a free email, the EP Weekly Digest, which contains the fresh insights by Peter and other EuroPac voices, like the hard-charging Mike Pinto. To subscribe, please go to epweeklydigest.com, epweeklydigest.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all natural antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, you can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that we have there for you completely free. FreeTalkLive.com features including the bulletin board system that allow you to get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. You can go and do that for free over at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. It's together with other like-minded, liberty-oriented individuals. And we found that over hundreds of people have made the move here to New Hampshire so far. Over 10,600 people are pledged to make the move. And if you love freedom and you're willing to do something about it, want you to learn more, go to freestateproject.org to do that. That's freestateproject.org. So, Mark, you've been telling us about a story out of Florida where a logger came across some clearly just obvious violations of the state's own laws or the federal laws regarding whatever laws they were, but obvious violations of pollution laws where government officials were busily dumping toxic waste of some sort into the waterways.
Yeah, it's a heck of a claim, right?
Yeah.
But you'd think if a claim like that was made that you know, the law enforcement agencies of the state would want to find out if their Department of Environmental Protection agents were in fact doing such a thing. Instead, what they did was they held an armed raid and they took, had it with a warrant for a man's computer and his documents, and they took the information. He right. had this information, and now it's gone.
Without a criminal charge, they just came in with their guns pointed at him and his wife, and they just stole all of his data. And I'm sure there was other important things that they had on that computer as well. They took his whole computer.
Well, apparently there was a criminal charge that has been leveled, but it has not been, the man hasn't been charged with it.
Well, what does that mean? It's been leveled, meaning they've hinted at it, they've suggested that they might charge him with something. That's not exactly, I wouldn't consider that leveling. I would consider leveling a charge where you're charged with something.
Yeah, it's called interception and disclosure of wire, oral, or electronic communications.
Because he recorded a conversation with...
on a line that said that the conversation is being recorded.
Yeah. Well, they're not going to arrest themselves
those
things.
I mean, see, this is what happens when the state runs into problems with itself. When the stake is so large, obviously some people are going to do illegal things. And then what? You either serve and protect the people or you serve and protect the state. And the fact is, the people that work for the state know where their bread is buttered, and they're going to protect the state.
No doubt about it every time. And I like your point that you made earlier about this being a police state. What does it take for people to realize that's what this is? It doesn't necessarily ring the exact same police state tones as the other police states that history has seen, because this one's different. It's a more technological
because people have seen police states on TV. Yeah. They see where it's happening, and then they don't see it happening in their lives. But what if you're Bob Burton? What if the movie that you see about the police state has to do with Bob Burton and the Florida Department and the Florida Department of Environmental Protection? You see, it's all about how it's portrayed to you. And the fact is, most likely in life, you're not going to stumble upon some illegal activity, whether done by the state or by regular folks.
True.
And you're not going to have a video camera. You're not going to have this stuff recorded. So you're not going to be the target of this investigation. Investigation, by that I mean guys with in black SWAT uniforms with assault rifles bust into your home. Well, they don't bust. They come into your home with a warrant and take all your stuff.
So if you're not targeted, then it must not be a police state.
Right. If it's not you they're taking the computer from, then it must not be a police state.
Your thoughts are welcome at 800-259-9231. I've got another crazy Florida story here in a moment. We'll share that. But first, Sunfest is on the line in California. California Sunfest, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, police states are not all different. They are economic. Nazi Germany had the same economic problem. The economy was running down because there are so many radicals and women's lib and... organizations trying
to... Why would that have anything to do with the economy running
down? The economy
down?
Was bad already from having to pay reparations for World War I.
What I mean by economy is jobs. They need the jobs. Nazi Germany would put people to death. I just ran into a guy who was kidnapped and offered to be put to death unless he could quickly call a friend and show that he could get a job. Jobs
what?
Pay
job
the
where?
Elite.
He was going to be put to death unless
yes,
he could show that he could get a job?
They already have some fascist organizations just like the Nazis did. The Nazis would put people who couldn't work to death. You have to understand that the economy is about jobs.
Are
jobs
you claiming pay- that,
well,
that this happened?
Listen to me.
Wait, no. No, listen to me.
Please, I'm trying
listen
to help
me. You listen
okay.
to me. Are you claiming this happened here in the United States of America to some
yes,
guy?
Yes, it did. It happened here in Orange County back in the 90s in the conservative areas like San Diego, Orange County. Florida is sinking. They had the Bermuda Triangle because that's
Florida's
where the economy
sinking.
Boosts. But
what
let
are
me
you
tell
talking
you
about? You, hold on
what
a second.
What does the Bermuda Triangle have to do with
Sunfest,
anything?
Sunfest, you are all over the map here tonight. And well, actually, I think you called
well,
last night. You're all
chance,
over the map
listen,
then, too.
I pray you give me a chance to say something. You got nothing to lose. It's a win-win. There is a solution to it, and that
well, except
is
for the ratings
fast.
And my
the,
listeners.
Listen,
anyway,
the
go
fasting.
Ahead.
The fast creates peace.
Fast.
Because
the fast
it takes
eating?
Us. Listen to this. Fasting.
Well, I can only listen if I ask questions to understand. You see, listening is an active process.
Okay.
Listen, allow me to explain something briefly to you about listening. It's an active process where you pay attention to the person, and if you don't understand what the person is saying, you have to ask for clarification. Would I be listening to you, Sunfest,
yes.
if I just sat here going.
I love
mm-hmm,
that. I love that.
Uh-huh,
but
mm-hmm.
not,
would
don't
that be
ridicule.
Listening?
Don't ridicule.
See, you are not listening. You weren't even listening to me. Would I be listening to you if I just sat here and said, mm-hmm?
No, that's okay. I love being asked questions.
So when
yes.
you're talking about a fast, you mean not eating.
Exactly.
Okay, go ahead. So
and
not eating
also,
is going to solve the job
also,
problem because you won't need one? Let her go.
No food fluid fast. They're based on harming ecology. If it harms ecology, it harms us. It's in Einstein's unified organism environment field. Whatever harms one and harms the other. And it's a good way to do it. Now, hello?
Yeah, you're right there. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, 6,000 years ago, as you know, the classic Bhagavad Gita, the Song of God, we were in the same situation. It was a war between God and the government, and Arjuna won the war with just God on his side.
Wait, this, Mark, you're the biblical guy here.
Now, this is, no, this
the
is the Gita. It's become a classic.
It's a classic, huh?
The war...
it is a religious
so, but why did he win the war? Because of these yoga principles that Krishna put, the great avatar.
So what
forth.
Is your overall point? Because I have to say I'm pretty
okay,
lost.
That, okay.
Mark, are you also lost with this call? Because I have no idea what she's saying.
Fasting is
you
the
can't
only
not
thing
answer
that
me, Mark.
Will
I'm asking
not,
you a question.
Would you
Mark, you have to shake your head. You're on the radio.
I don't
okay,
understand anything.
Okay, would you please listen just a second?
Just
we
letting
are
you know,
in a
two
race.
Out of two of the people in this room, 100%, have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay,
so please,
then let me try
just give me the overarching theme, please.
Okay, let me try to explain. We're in a race between the two sides of inertia, the peaceful side, objects at rest, and objects in motion. We want to stop this fire out of control and put it back into rest, or what they call yoga or nirvana. You know, you're into some of the meditation and stuff. Fasting is the basis of all religion, of all yoga. It puts us, it takes the fire out
okay.
of things.
Okay, thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. You can take control. Just stop eating and the government's going to go away. It's Free Talk Live.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stop costly pump outs and repairs and remove septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com, the place to go. The features there are free. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their sites. We give you stuff like our mobile site. You can go to m.freetalklive.com to get quick access to our streams and the podcast over at m, as in mobile, freetalklive.com.
How does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water. Sure, there'll be some debates and some speechifying and all that stuff. But the boat has a lot of things to do, and it'll be a lot of interesting Liberty folks to hang out with. It's miniature golf, rock climbing wall, ice skating rink, much more. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November, but you need to reserve your berth now, as the berths are as low as $535, double occupancy. But the offer ends March the 1st. That's the deadline for booking. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. Do it today. It's cruise.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we're going to continue taking your calls about what you want. Let's talk to Dave, listening in Minnesota to a station that technically isn't an affiliate yet, but we're keeping our fingers crossed. We're on a test run up in WNMT in northern Minnesota. It's got a nice monster 10,000-watt signal. Hey, Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I wanted to confirm or give a follow-up on the couple down in Florida that had taken pictures of the state with the illegal dumping.
Yes, sir.
Florida isn't the only place it happens. It happens here in Minnesota as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a truck driver, and my job designation was to go out to the county and state facilities here in Minnesota and pick up waste oil. And what I would do is pick up waste oil from gas stations and places like that.
Okay.
And I'd pull a tanker, 3,000-gallon tanker. And the worst offenders that I would see outside of gas stations, the mines, the county garages, the state garages, were always the state and county facilities. I could come into a lot where their tanks would literally be overflowing, and the oil would be up to your knees.
So, point of information, I was a little unclear at what you said there. You're saying that over everything else in general, the government facilities were worse than the gas stations, or?
Yes.
Okay. Because
exactly.
It was a little unclear. So
exactly.
So they were not being very good stewards of the environment, is what you're saying. For all their talk about environmentalism.
Not at all.
It was the commercial entities that
not
were keeping things cleaner.
And the thing of it was when I would get back to the garage, you would have to sometimes wash out the tanks, the tankers themselves. You'd have to take a steam cleaner and hose them out, and where that waste would go onto the ground, into the storm drains, and into the rivers, and into the streams. And I contacted the state itself, St. Paul, to make a complaint about this. And the state told me literally, we're not going to worry about it because they create jobs. So because these trucking companies create jobs, the state of Minnesota looks aside any violations or any irregularities.
Well, plus, it's always nice to be in the government because you never have to say you're sorry and you're never held responsible for anything, or very, very rarely, you know, 99 times out of 100, when these government guys get busted red-handed doing something naughty, they typically just wave it off, and somebody maybe gets at worst a slap on a hand and a, you know, public
Yeah, but the thing
statement.
Was they didn't even get a slap on the hand.
Yeah,
they
yeah,
just looked
yeah.
the other way.
Yep. So typical.
So I can sympathize and understand what happened to the people down in Florida.
Dave, thanks for sharing that story. I really appreciate hearing from you tonight, and thank you for the call.
Yeah, it amazes me how people who want environmental protection, like me, but the folks that are all for it tend to believe that the government is the best organization to handle it. But here's an agency that's unaccountable to you and me. I mean, just try to get the government to be accountable to you.
Well, I know how we can solve that, Mark. We can have an oversight board.
Yay! Then you'll have an oversight board that is staffed by the people who formerly worked for the corporations
bed with. No. We'll prevent that. We'll make sure it's only citizens.
Oh, is that the only place that is going to be prevented? Because every place else, these boards tend to be populated by the companies that directly benefit for their being in bed with the government.
Or either that or the oversight board actually doesn't have any power. They may have the ability to review documents and make recommendations, but they don't actually have the ability to say, charge the government bureaucrats in some sort of a court and bring about any kind of an action against them. It's usually just basically a rubber stamp committee for the most part. When we're talking about like police oversight boards, which are frequently formed in the aftermath of some sort of police horrific act, them killing some 90-year-old woman in a botched drug raid or something like that, as they did down in Atlanta. Usually it's after these incidents that these boards are formed. But it sure as heck doesn't stop the police from harassing people, and it doesn't stop people from getting hurt, and it doesn't seem to do much to increase the accountability of the police department. It's just another layer of bureaucracy staffed by volunteers, basically. So until the government can actually be held accountable for its actions, they'll continue to do whatever they want to do.
And that's what it boils down to, is that when you work for the government, you have, in some cases, sovereign immunity and certainly qualified immunity, depending on the situation, which means that you're immune from prosecution.
That's right.
Well, what do you think's going to happen when people are immune from prosecution? You think they're going to act better, worse, or just the same?
Sometimes it helps when the news media catches on to something, if the media
sure,
can blow a story.
It's great
up.
If the news media does, but once they do, it doesn't matter because they're immune from
it's
prosecution.
Right.
You're telling me that somebody who dumps toxic waste into the waterways should not be prosecuted? Well, in this case, the Florida Department of Law Enforcement and the Hamilton County Sheriff's Department decided that it was okay to do an armed raid at a man's house to get the evidence so that they couldn't be.
Even in the 1% of the cases in which some government bureaucrat is brought up on a charge of some sort, it's never the government bureaucrat that actually has to pay the price. So even if they were to say, all right, well, you know, we looked at these videos and sure enough, they're damning evidence that our government people have been polluting the waterways of Florida. So we're going to bring charges against the Department of whatever, forestry or whoever it was that was doing it.
Environmental Protection.
So, you know, the Department of Environmental Protection in Florida, we're going to bring charges as the state against one of our own offices and transfer some money from that bank account over into this bank account, because it's not going to be the actual employees that are held responsible. And
never
of course,
is.
When they're transferring money from a government bureaucracy to whoever wins a case, it's coming from the taxpayers. So even though you and I had zero to do with the actual crime.
Even if this Bob Burton fellow gets $1 million or $10 million for his trouble, all of his trouble, who's he get it from? Does he get it from the employees of the Department of Environmental Protection?
Nope.
Does he get it from the FDLE? Does he get it from the Hamilton County Sheriff's Department? He doesn't get it from any of those people. He gets it from the tax-paying citizens. These people in the government are not responsible for their actions, and when they are held responsible, you, the taxpayer, have to pay for it. This is the stupidest system ever.
1-800-259-9231. But Mark, if the government were able to be held responsible, then anybody could just bring lawsuits and they'd be all tied up with lawsuits.
I guess I shouldn't say the stupidest system ever. I think that the communists probably have a dumber system. The system of socialism probably stinks worse. Mm-hmm. But as far as I'm concerned, this country's deteriorating into a system of fascio socialism anyway.
But Mark, you didn't address my point. The fact that if you were to just allow people to sue the government, then there'd be all kinds of lawsuits. They need to have protection.
I think that the people need to be able to sue the government, and there should be all kinds of lawsuits. I mean, isn't the judicial system a dispute resolution organization? If people have disputes with the government, they should be able to bring them. If somebody's bringing a frivolous lawsuit, then, well, by all means, charge them the court costs and the time and energy that it took to defend.
Yeah, and that's another thing that happens frequently with the government is there are no, it's not a loser pays system in many cases. So people can bring as many lawsuits as they want against other people, and there's no risk to it, which is one thing that really clogs up the court system, the fact that it's not loser pays, so there's no disincentive to people bringing just crazy lawsuits into it. 1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And then, of course, there's the other problem with the fact that your arbitrator, if you will, the man in the robe, works for the same team as the people that you're suing, if you were to even be allowed to bring the suit in the first place, which usually they won't allow because they'll say you have no standing, because we're the government, and you're not. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Extend your life.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. You can enjoy the features there completely free. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us via Amazon through our brand new link, which is shop.freetalklive.com. You can't use the old link anymore. Well, technically you still can, but you shouldn't. You need to retrain yourself if you don't mind. Practice and put it in your bookmarks and update your blogs. Maybe you've posted the old Amazon link on a blog site or something like that, or you've got it posted somewhere that you know of. You might want to update that to shop.freetalklive.com. There's a chance, there's a good chance, I would say, the old Amazon link will go away soon. So please use the new link, shop.freetalklive.com.
Totosac, it's the one-trip wonder for hauling goods from your vehicle to your home. It's available to you through totosac.us, T-O-T-A-S-A-K. There's no C in Totosac, totosac.us. It is a retail grocery bag carrier that handles more than you can. It is made of 100% recycled materials right here in the United States. It's just go take a look at this device. You won't believe how much easier it'll make your life as far as carrying groceries in from the car or out to the car from the grocery store. Totosac.us.
All right, 800-259-9231. Coming up, your chance to win a two-pack of the Totosac on the way here tonight, so stay tuned for that opportunity. And in the meantime, we'll tell you another crazy story about Florida and their law enforcement department down there. In this case, it has to do with the Internet and specifically girls on the Internet, teen girls taking pictures of themselves, you know, as they do. Teenagers do these things. They have cameras on their cell phones, and they're having their bodies develop, and they're going through hormonal changes, and they're taking pictures, and what they're doing is called sexting in some cases, and sending these pictures around to one another, and some adults don't like that very much. In fact, they want to use the government to try to put a stop to it, because that always works. Story from thesmokinggun.com, where two Florida girls are facing cyber stalking charges for creating a fake Facebook profile in the name of a fellow high school student and placing obscene photos on the page, including one showing their classmate's head atop the body of a nude prepubescent girl's body, according to investigators. when deputies would now that's a mean thing to do, right? Teenage girls,
sure,
teenage boys, teenagers, and young teens are in general going to be mean to one another, and especially when they're forced to be together in government schools.
I think that that is the biggest single biggest problem. I have met many kids that are homeschooled, and my experience is that what you're dealing with is some very mature kids, because they spend a lot of their time around adults. Mm-hmm. Some people would say the kids need a chance to be a kid, which I guess means they need to hang out with other ruffians and experience Lord of the Flies in order to be able to really know what it is that how much being a kid sucks, so that they can move on in their life. But I, this kind of behavior, I think, is absolutely born out of the way that we educate kids. And I don't just mean in public schools. I mean in private schools, too. The idea that you're going to take all kids of the same age and stick them in the same class and that they're going to learn it the same way, I mean, it's bizarre to me. I've never been in a work environment where everybody's the same age. Everybody's all different ages, and you have to learn to get along with people.
Yeah, it works fine because you choose to be there in a work environment. You aren't forced to be in that environment. If you are working with somebody and there's somebody that's hired that you dislike, you can complain to management. And if management doesn't care, then you can take yourself and your job and you can take your work and your skills somewhere else.
Right.
Where you're more appreciated.
You have a monopoly privilege on the use of your labor. And that's the only place that you have a monopoly. And so if you wish to take it elsewhere, you may.
So, according to the story, when deputies with the Liege County Sheriff's Office last month interviewed one of the suspects, Taylor Wynn, age 16, she admitted creating two fake Facebook pages as a joke because she thought it would be funny. Now, of course, teenagers don't know their rights, and they don't know that they don't have to talk to the police officers and tell them what happened. But so she went ahead and blabbed that it was her that did it. Although I don't think that what she did should be a crime. It may be tacky.
Extraordinarily tacky.
Wynn said she was once friends with the unnamed victim, but they don't like each other now. She told the Probers that a second girl, Mackenzie Barker, age 15, created the image showing the victim's head atop the naked body. Wynn reportedly copped to placing a photo of an adult male's erect penis by the victim's face, according to the sheriff's report. They are apparently, if you want to see them, you can go to thesmokinggun.com. They were arrested this week and charged with a felony count of aggravated stalking of a minor under 16. Now, the interesting thing is they're actually releasing these girls' pictures. Didn't it used to be, and maybe it still is in a lot of places, where if juveniles are charged with a crime, their identities are protected?
That's what I would have thought. It seems very strange to me.
Yeah, well, anyway, they, according to the story here, they attend Estero High School along with a victim who told a deputy that she had been subjected to numerous incidents of teasing and ridicule as a result of the Facebook hoax. One of the fake pages, which listed 181 friends, included an assortment of disparaging comments, including an About Me claim that said, "As you may know, I am a huge whore. I love so much." You can put what you want in that male member. Let's say it's a euphemism for that in that sentence.
Roosters.
Yeah, investigators who learned of the existence of the phony Facebook profiles in late April used search warrants and subpoenas to link their creation to Wynn via an IP address that led back to an internet service account in her mother's name. A pair of investigators interviewed her last month in their mother's presence and her mother's presence at their home in Estero. And when Heather asked her daughter what made her hate the victim so much that she would do something so mean, the teenager replied, "Because nobody liked her," adding that she thought it would be a funny joke. And now she's being charged with a felony, aggravated stalking of a minor under 16, for the crime, so-called, of making a Facebook profile for the purposes of being mean to somebody. I mean, that's it's the new
right,
age equivalent.
Right, I'm not saying equivalent. It's okay.
No, but
it's not okay to do this, but is...
Is it a felony?
Who hasn't done something like this?
I'm embarrassed to say I did when I was a kid. I was mean to some other kids, and of course kids were mean to me, and there's this kind of this cycle that goes on.
Absolutely.
And I would not have been better off had I spent time in prison as a result of that. We didn't have the ability when I was going to school to make Facebook profiles
right.
about the people that we didn't like or that were normally made fun of in the hallways of the classrooms and outside of class. This is the same thing as that. It's no different. It's just the new version, the 21st century version of this kind of in-school ostracism. I mean, everybody has gone through this or has seen this happen to people and is very familiar with it. And yeah, it's wrong to be mean to somebody. It's not the right thing to do, but it's definitely the wrong thing to do to charge them with a felony.
You know, this is just another case of the government taking round pegs and trying to stick them in square holes. You know, the idea that you can create this public school system, then when it descends to Lord of the Flies, like it does everywhere all the time, it never reaches above that, quite frankly. It's always Lord of the Flies in these schools. And I don't want to single out public schools in this one, because it was the same way at the private school I went to, too. The idea that you can take kids and separate them by age and then stick them in a class and then they're not going to do this is ludicrous. And then when the kids don't fit in these pegs don't fit into these holes, then you punish the peg, not the person who created the hole. You don't try creating round holes for the round pegs.
Does anybody listening to this broadcast tonight actually believe these teenage girls should be charged with felony crimes? I mean, we're talking about serious business here. Maybe if they had actually victimized this girl, like physically victimized her, do you think they would have been charged with a felony? I mean, if they, you know, pushed her over one of the benches at school or something like that, or knocked her into a column, I mean, would they be charged with a felony? Wouldn't that be like misdemeanor assault or something like that? I mean, it's so ludicrous for making a Facebook profile.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
So this really just gives you some idea of where we're at.
Nobody would be charged with a felony for some kind of simple battery.
It was last week when we were talking about Texas. We talked in detail about how Texas, the state government people there, the people at the schools, are charging kids. They're writing tickets. They're writing thousands of tickets every single year for what they are Class C misdemeanors there. But it's just become such a regular occurrence. They're not even really, it doesn't seem like you're even giving referrals out anymore. It's just, oh, let's give them a ticket. And so this is like right in that same category here of treating kids like they're criminals for doing things that kids do. Can't people be more creative with the way they solve problems?
You said that this is what kids do, and I'm not prepared to say that. All this is for me, this is experiential. I don't have any kind of study on this. But I'm telling you, when I see homeschool kids and unschool kids, you're talking about polite little men and women.
Okay.
Because
so
they're not
they
hanging around with 25 to 50 to 100 different kids their age.
I get you. So maybe I should say kids in this situation where they're forced together.
The common situation, yes.
Right, into this government school where they all have to be there. And if they don't show up, then their parents get charged with criminal acts. So the best thing you can do, of course, is take your kids out of the government schools. 800-259-9231, unless you want them to be subject to random attacks by the bureaucrats. More coming up. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zimpacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. Add up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.